All right, Chimes, Stella, and the Bells. Alrighty, guys, let's go. Today, and Moon's in Leo all day long. It's Wednesday, and we have the 17th of April. Can you believe it already, huh? Whoa, got out and got some leaves done yesterday, got some good physical activity, and I'm feeling pretty good. I'm feeling that Chiron thing and that Mercury going back to it. We're getting back, right? Are you getting back too? I certainly hope so. So anyway, today we've got a very busy day because we have our moon in Leo, and that means it's going to be making aspects with all those planets that are in Aries. We've got the North Node and Venus coming very close to each other. Oh, there we go. Some karmic love, right? Oh, yeah. We got to get that. Got to make sure that that's part of our whole thing, because that's part of the whole person, right? You know, if we were just energy beings or something like that, perhaps we wouldn't need to meet it in that state. But then again, maybe that's the fundamental thing where it comes together and that energy exchanges, right? We also have Mercury very close to that point, as well as Chiron. We had Mercury and Chiron conjunct, right? And the Sun is just about ready to leave Aries. We're at 28 degrees, okay? 29 degrees. It's going to be a great day for action tomorrow. We really have to think about this, because these actions that we're taking, they're still going to be rooted in that psychic place of Pisces, right? We're there. We are there. Now, Mars and Saturn, they are still what we call widely conjunct, and they are conjunct by about 4 degrees. They're really starting to separate now. We do have the Mars sextile with Jupiter. That's very important too. This is guiding us in a very measured way, but in a very good way. And pretty soon tomorrow, that's just going to open right up. It's going to be full throttle, right? We're not going to be able to do anything except express ourselves how we're meant to be expressed. Today is a great day because we got our stuff out there, right? We're accenting our positive attributes, and that's going to be a good thing too. We have a whole bunch of stuff to look forward to. Where's the drawbacks here? The drawbacks are you're not really seeing what you can get out of this, because it's not a short game. It's a long game. We have squares. The moon's forming squares with both the planets in Taurus. And what this means is it's just, you know, it's not the pulling in of resources that you think it is. However, we do have some very, very good things. Now, if you look at Chiron, Chiron's conjunct with three planets right now. It's in a trine with the moon. Now, if you're not doing something for your health, you're just not doing it right, okay? We have got to be ready to move in and ready to help others heal, okay? That's why I'm so positive. This is why I've got this going on right now. Now, by this afternoon, we're going to be sitting in a very good spot, and we're going to access that. We're going to tell you all about that positivity. It's a very fiery days, and fiery days are creative, okay? We've got a lot of energy in these signs, and we're just looking forward to having it go. Now, it's Wednesday and the moon's in Leo all day long. It's time to accent your positive attributes. Now, didn't I say that? Yeah, I did. Everything is brought together nicely in our minds. Projecting this will draw others to you. We have to choose to be ourselves and live in our own truth. Today's keyword is accent, like an accenting the positive. And our color, I kind of wanted a sunrise, sunset thing. I settled on tequila sunrise, okay? The second quarter is a time of development and growth. What is growing is your appreciation of yourself and what it is that you are bringing to the table. And it all starts with the fulfillment of a promise. And we have the others in there, right? The Leo moon roared yesterday. Now it wants scritches. Now, sit back and let the magic settle. Force nothing. It's coming to you, right? In 1774, the first Unitarianism church service in England was held by Theophilus Lindsay at the Essex Street Chapel in London. And in 1955, one Pete Shelley, he was born McNeish, and he's an English singer-songwriter and guitarist. He's from Manchester, right? He was born in Lee, but he was associated with Manchester. He's with the Buzzcocks, and he died in 2018. And that's all we have for you. All right, we got some Buzzcocks for you. We got some Tequila Sunrise. And the key word is accent. But that health thing, that might keep you from doing the Tequila Sunrise. It's still a beautiful color, right? Today is a 6. Happy astrocatting.